By the way, these 12, 14, whatever number of compositions, they are on this disc, Classical Guitar in America. You've also published them all, right?
Yes.
They exist in sheet music form.
Yes.
Is this a guitar quartet that existing ensembles are finding out about? Has anybody picked up this piece yet?
Hopefully. Now, prior to me ever doing this recording, I had some of this, that quartet performed at some of the universities. Mm-hmm. Around Washington State here. But I think that, yes, it was performed by the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet.
Oh, yeah, the well-known
Yes,
group.
And I actually met them. They flew into Seattle at one point, and I went out and had dinner with them after their concert, and I had introduced myself to Joe Hagedorn, and he was telling everybody, he says, hey, this is Randy Hathaway. This is the guy that sent us that Malaguena piece. And then they said, well, we were at a festival back east, and we played it about at least a half a dozen or more times. Got a good reception. So,
sure.
Yes, they did it. And it was about the first piece that ever got performed on the radio.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, and spending time with all these pieces, Randy is in town and will be at Craftsman Sellers in the Kendall Yards area from 6 to 8 tonight if you want to engage with him a little bit more. And speaking of engaging, you wrote a piece called Engage, and it's that also seemingly perfect combination. Talk about flute and guitar together.
Okay. So I've all the instrumentalists for whether it's flute or viola or voices on this album, I had experience as a performer. And Engage was the first time I sat down to ask myself if I could seriously compose music. I challenged myself. And the first movement came out, which will here, Engage, and I just put a Roman numeral 1 next to it, and I thought I was done, and I had a couple people test it out, and they really enjoyed it, and they said, boy, I'd like to have more. Took me about another 9 years before I came out with Engage number 2, but over the years, I kept thinking about this word came into my mind about deconstructing. Now, I don't know if other musicians ever think about this word. But to me, what I wanted to try to do was take something that was already formed and then somehow tear it apart, sort of deconstruct it. And so that's exactly what I did to get the second movement, Engage, to work with the first movement. That was my variation, deconstruct it.
Well, let's hear that then. And for the next 7 minutes, the two movements, as Randy just described, flute and guitar of Engage.
Thank you.
flute and guitar piece, two-movement piece, called Engage, written by my guest Randy Hathaway, played here by Tori Kaminsky, the flutist, and Jason Williams, the guitarist. Randy, it's such a huge and cohesive project you've done. I gather this Classical Guitar in America project, you've devoted your life to this for about half a decade or so.
Yeah, I think that it probably started composing the very first set of pieces back in about 2000, about 18 years to date. So,
and then specifically on the recording to finance it, to get all the recording sessions, all the people together, just must have been a full-time job for a long time.
I saved my finances literally for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I would put a little money aside every month I could, called it my music fund. I kept doing that for about 10 years. Even when we got ready to go on the recording, I still hadn't had all the finances, so I continued to do some very odd jobs. And every penny I made, it literally went into the music fund. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it cost money to do this, mm-hmm, without a doubt.
Yeah. And then now you're on a tour kind of the state of going to a lot of radio stations and encountering this area, right?
Absolutely. Washington, a little dip over into Idaho, and then I'll be heading through Oregon. So it's a six-week tour, and I love the Pacific Northwest, so this is a treat for me to be able to see all the beautiful countryside. A lot of it I've seen before, and some of it I have not, so it's all unexperienced for me.
Yeah, nice. And, you know, we neglected to talk much about your music background. Where have you done your study and such?
So I'm a graduate of Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle. And, again, I studied classical guitar performance, and that's where my formal
training
was.
And who was your guitar teacher?
It was Stephen Novacek.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, he
was famous name in guitars.
Yeah, he was a great gentleman, and he was a great teacher for me. He taught both at Cornish and the University of Washington at the time. He had both gigs. But I was there. I love that school, and I think I'm actually going to be doing a guest composer's day up there sometime this coming school year. So I'm looking forward to going back to my old stomping grounds.
I maybe could have guessed, just based on the fact that you're this interesting, that you would have been involved with Cornish. Isn't that the point of Cornish, to be an interesting musician?
My family were farmers. I think that's where the interesting part comes in.
Well, let's keep hearing and talking. And I wanted a solo guitar piece, so talk either about the guitarist Jason Williams. This is Sean Owen.
Yes.
And or the piece Diurnal Summer.
So this is, I wrote four pieces based off the seasons for solo guitar. And since I feel this is appropriate time of year, Diurnal Summer is the shortest, which unfortunately a lot of times, I lived 29 years in the Seattle area, but I'm back in Yakima now. Summertime over in Seattle can be kind of short. So I think that sort of goes along with this metaphorically. It's a two-movement piece. It starts with a piece called Abad and then goes into a second movement called Impromptu. And Abad is basically supposed to emphasize the sun coming up early in the morning and slowly waking up the earth, including all the flowers and the animals and the humans. And then when we get to the impromptu, it should feel much more saucing and like it's time to get out and enjoy the sunshine with a moment to relax in the middle of it.
There we go. Let's hear it. Diurnal Summer by Randy Hathaway. Thank you. Been hearing Diurnal Summer by Randy Hathaway, played by the guitarist Sean Owen. And this two-CD set does go through the through the seasons, because there's an autumn piece for solo guitar, a spring overture for solo guitar, and winter's arrival also for solo guitar from different guitarists. So talk about the range of players and the whole magnitude of this project, Randy.
So there are 18 musicians on this album, and I didn't realize I was going to need that many musicians when I did that. I thought maybe half of that, but I'm glad because I had such a wonderful time with each and every one of these musicians. We have 13 guitarists on the album, 3 vocalists, 2 female and 1 male on different tracks, and flute and viola to round it out. So it's a lot of ensemble mixtures throughout. And then stylistically, I'd say about maybe 2/3 of the album is has a very American tonality, but you're going to hear some Spanish and Latin and European influence in there as well. And then on top of doing this, we briefly talked about the sheet music aspect. I rendered all of this and typesetted each of these 15 pieces into a sheet music form. And instead of just coming up with one cover across each one of these, I wanted a different piece of art that could represent each individual piece. And knowing a lot of family and friends and some colleagues who are all artists, I had a tremendous amount of artwork put forth for this project. And there's a different piece of artwork on each piece of the sheet music.
Nice. So the range of that. And listen, this and the entry level for most of us, Classical Guitar in America, 2-CD set. And Randy, my guest, will be at Craftsman Cellars from 6 to 8 with his CD, Craftsman Cellars, which is on Summit Parkway in Kendall Yards. And so we're going to go out with voice and guitar. You chose Le Beau Tango. Quickly tell us why.
I think that we have been going back and forth between some of the styles that I mentioned, this American tonality and then some of the Spanish and Latin sounds. And I thought, you know, might be nice to get back into a little bit of a Latin sound here. We've got this tango, which kind of gives you a feel of almost being in a cafe in Paris. Wonderful vocalist Whitney Lyman, and Jessica Papkoff is making another appearance as a guitarist here.
Great. Well, we'll transport ourselves there. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much, Vern, and I look forward to seeing people tonight if they come out.
Great. Randy Hathaway and his music. Thank you. The final tune we're hearing from Randy Hathaway's two CD set, Classical Guitar in America, was that one, Le Beau Tango, sung by Whitney Lyman with guitarist Jessica Papkoff.